So we're reading from 7th canto, what Prahlad learned in the womb, chapter 7, text number 42. Sukhaya, sukhaya, dukha mokshaya, sankalpa iha karminaha. सदा आपनोति हया दुःखम् अनइहायाः सुखावृतः. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एवरी मटेरियलिस्ट डिजायर्स टू अचीव हैप्पीनेस एंड डिमिनिश हिज डिस्ट्रेस. And therefore, he acts accordingly. Actually, however, one is happy as long as one does not endeavor for happiness. As soon as one begins his activities for happiness, his conditions of distress begin. Purport. Every conditioned soul is bound by the laws of material nature, as described in Bhagavad Gita. Prakriteh kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvashah. Everyone has achieved a certain type of body given by material nature according to instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara sarva bhutanam ruddeshe arjuna tishthati. Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantara rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjun, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul, is present in everyone's heart, and as the living entity desires, the Lord gives him facilities with which to work according to his ambitions in different grades of body. The body is just like an instrument by which the living entity moves according to false desires for happiness and thus suffers the pangs of birth, death, old age and disease in different standards of life. Everyone begins his activities with some plan and ambition. But actually, from the beginning of one's plan to the end, one does not derive any happiness. On the contrary, as soon as one begins acting according to his plan, his life of distress immediately begins. Therefore, one should not be ambitious to dissipate the unhappy conditions of life, for one cannot do anything about them. Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Although one is acting according to false ambitions, he thinks he can improve his material conditions by his activities. The Vedas enjoin that one should not try to increase happiness or decrease distress, for this is futile. Tasseva heto prayatet ko vidho. One should work for self-realization, not for economic development, which is impossible to improve. Without endeavor, one can get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined, and one cannot change this. Therefore, it is better to use one's time for advancement in spiritual life of Krishna consciousness. One should not waste his valuable life as a human being. It is better to utilize this life for developing Krishna consciousness without ambitions for so-called happiness. Any class contains everything, verse and translation in purport. Anyway, we'll try to repeat some things where Srila Prabhupada has spoken on similar topics at other places. Om Hare Krishna. So as we hear, this Srimad Bhagavatam is a treasure house of jewels. It's like jewel-like instructions. And therefore it is said that anyone who even reads and understands one verse or a part of a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he can perfect his life. Also it is said something about Bhagavad Gita. In one place where Gita is glorified, it is said if somebody reads a chapter every day, or part of a chapter, or a verse, or even 1/4 of a verse, he can get great benefits. In a similarly, we see this one verse in a very like eloquence. Radha Gopinath always says in NOD, he said eloquent means to speak maximum in minimum words with clarity. So here Prahlad Maharaj is very eloquent. He is just saying so much in just one verse. Sukhaya dukha mokshaya sankalpa eva karmina. So first he is telling the determination. Sankalpa means decision or determination, which karmina means who are interested in economic development. What is their aim of economic development? Sukhaya dukha mokshaya. In essence, to remove the miseries, dukha mokshaya, and to increase the happiness. So Prahlad Maharaj says, this is the determination of all those who are interested in economic development. But what is the result? Sada apnoti ihaya dukham. In this endeavor, iha means by this activity or ambition. So in this endeavor of decreasing miseries and increasing happiness, they always attain dukkham. And when they give up this endeavor, materialistic endeavor, sukhavrutah, they become covered by happiness. Srila Prabhupada also says in the end of this purport, without endeavor, one can get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined. And one cannot change this. So if we understand this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, of continuing our life, not looking at our life only at this 50 years or 70 years. This one lifetime is just like a one page in a book. As a soul, we are passing through many lifetimes. And all of these lifetimes have a connection with one another. Because we see only this, just like if we read only one page of a big novel, it might appear to be quite bewildering. Why is somebody shooting someone? Why is somebody helping someone out of context? But if we read only one page, the whole thing will not be clear. But if we read the whole novel, when we know the whole story, then the things may fit in. Oh, because it happened this way, because he did it that way, and therefore he is doing it now here. In a similar way, in this life, we see only one piece, one human birth or one any birth, and don't see the past births and the future births. Srila Prabhupada says it's very easy to know what were the past birth and what is the future birth. He was saying just like if we go to airport and if we see a man coming out from airport with a ticket, London, Bombay. So we understand he has just come from London. And we see another ticket in his pocket, Bombay, Delhi. So we understand he is going to go to Delhi now. Or similarly, by observing a person, we don't think, we see so many varieties of psychophysical nature in this material world. Every person is unique. So it's not that he has come about in that nature with some chance or accident. We are carrying all our tendencies or proclivities of physical, emotional, mental status from our past life. It's only the body that changes. Otherwise, things, they remain the same. As we say, the subtle body, mind, ego and intelligence, it goes on in the next birth. Sometimes because of some big karma, sometimes it may get apparently covered or changed in a bigger way. But still, the main essence is carried on. So in a similar way, when we understand this philosophy, we should understand that whatever enjoyment or miseries we are getting in this world, or pleasures or pain, they are actually all coming by the results of our past activities. And as a result is decided, by the time we get this body, the results of our past activities are decided. this person will be so and so with all this so and so details. And once we get this body, no one can change it. And there is no attempt, there is no point in an attempt to change it. And therefore, it is said here, another place. Therefore, one should not be ambitious to dissipate the unhappy conditions of life. For one cannot do anything about them. So this is a very important point, that all of us, our lives, enjoyment and sufferings are coming from our past births. And any amount of our endeavor cannot change it. Sometimes we see in Bombay and other cities, I know once I went a few days back to catch a bus, and for 2 hours, not a single bus came. Then I came to know that there was some big traffic jam in New Bombay area. And because of that, no buses from out station were coming in. So then I missed my scheduled program where I had to go. So we might have great plans that we have made some nice highways and vehicles. But if Krishna wants, we can't help anyway. So therefore, it is said here by Prahlad Maharaj, actually if this verse and purport is read by the modern day economics, they will be outraged. Who are after that whole economic development, increasing financial transactions and more rising of money flowing here, money being given, bigger and bigger transactions. So if they say this economic development as Prabhupada is clearly saying, there is no need to do any economic development because in spite of all this economic development, one's happiness and miseries cannot be changed. It doesn't mean we don't have to work in economic field. Just last week, I was speaking about this story of Shrutadev and Bahulashwa. These two devotees from Mithila. One was a very poor Brahman. Then poor Brahman, we sometimes think that he worked hard to get money, but then still he remained poor. Unsuccessful man in today's... No, he was poor voluntarily. He could have made a great fortune, but he preferred to remain poor. He would beg as an ideal Brahman. He would go to various houses and beg for food, necessities of life. And he would beg only that much which is enough for one day. So suppose he goes to first house and he gets his need of rice and dal. Then he would stop begging. Not that already I got in the first house. Let me do for 10 more houses. I'll store something from day after tomorrow. Or the day after tomorrow. No, he would just beg. Which is, he would just try to collect the alms which were required only for one day. And as soon as he gets that, he would stop that activity. He was simple, truthful, honest, clean, and also a great devotee of the Lord. On the other hand, this king Bahulashwa, he was a very responsible king of Mithila and he was doing his duties properly. And because he was a king, he had to deal with all the taxes, army and all the, he had that opulence. We see when Krishna came along with the sages, Lord Krishna came with all the sages, Narada and everything, Deval, Asit, all these great sages' name we hear. Lord Krishna took all of them. Let's go to Mithila on a tour or a yatra. And all the sages were happy to travel with Lord Krishna on his chariot. And when Lord Krishna entered the city, both these devotees, Shrutadev and Bahulashwa, came ahead and offered obeisances to the Lord. And both pleaded very humbly that please come to our place. And Lord with his mystic potency expanded himself. Not only himself, but he also gave that mystic potency to all the sages. And all the sages also became two. Now here we are not talking of ordinary sages. These are universal celebrities. We are celebrities of Bombay or Hollywood. But they are universal celebrities who are famous all over the world. They move around all over the world advising people. And they had come to Mithila. Along with whom? Along with Lord Shri Krishna. So it's a great fortune for anyone to to get them into their home. And so Lord wanted to satisfy both of them, and therefore he expanded himself into two and made two set of sages. Krishna in one set went to this Brahmana's house, and Krishna in another set of sages went to this Bahudashva's house. And both of them treated the Lord as best of their capacity. This king, he made the best arrangements, finest food, drinks, juices, everything. After that, he made elaborate arrangements for the Lord to take a rest. And then he massaged his feet. Sorry. On the other hand, this Brahmana, he was so poor. He gave some of the sages some mats to sit. In fact, he did not have enough of that. To some, he gave them some wooden planks to sit. Some cloth to sit. But he gave it love and devotion. Just see, his case was, he could not even give one type of sitting arrangement to all. Some got mats, wooden planks. I don't know, it may be similar to what we call as pat or patla. We have these traditional wooden planks. Nowadays, they are not so much seen, but they were seen in the previous, in old homes, that anyone would come, we would put that to sit. So something like that he gave to someone. But Lord Krishna is so great. He accepted both of their loving devotional service equally. And all the sages. So in this way we see both of them. So sometimes people think we have to artificially renounce what we have. But here we see this Bahulashva king, he did not renounce. He maintained. The point here is made, we should not be working hard for economic development. If somebody just gets it without much endeavor, that's his good karma. And somebody doesn't get it. All of us have taken a birth. And here the point, sometimes people think, no, we have to give up our economic endeavor. No, here it is mentioned, one should not be working very hard trying to improve his economic conditions. Because as soon as he tries to does that, his miseries will begin. Water with minimum effort, he can get it. That he can use in Krishna's service. He can worship Krishna in a more opulent and opulent way. Here we see the Brahmana was not feeling bad that I am not able to serve Krishna and all the sages properly. Because he was doing in his best capacity. And neither was the king proud that, oh, I am doing it so nicely. Both were just doing the best of their capacities. Without any pride in their heart. And therefore Lord Krishna accepted both devotional service equally. So here we should understand that in our life, whatever economic development, or actually Prabhupada doesn't mention, he says without endeavor, one can get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined. So our amount of happiness and distress is going to be same whatever we do. We may go from one place to another place, which may be required for our duty. We may go from one town to another town, one ashram to another ashram, one job to another job, one profession to another profession. That may be a part or expected out of our duty. But if we think by doing that, we are going to decrease the distress and increase the happiness, then that's illusion. In a material world, we might have to do, sometimes we have to change our professions radically. Sometimes out of some conditions which we don't know, we have to just give up one place of residence and go and start staying in some 5,000 miles away. That may happen. But if we think that's going to decrease the distress and increase the happiness, then we are in illusion. Sometimes we may be having some simple job and suddenly we will get a job like great raise in payment. From maybe 100%, 200% raise. Or sometimes our company may be in bad shapes. Or nowadays this business is changing so quick. You can't open one shop like previously. We open one shop and stay for 20, 40 years. The whole business tactics. If you have a grocery shop, you have to change it to mall. Otherwise, you will go out of business. If you have a mall, then you have to change it to some bigger super mall. Otherwise, you will go out of business. All of these things are happening. So, and we might also have to need to do all these things as a part of our responsibility. But it should be clear in our mind that this is not going to change the quantities of pleasures and pains that are going to come into our life. With that knowledge, if we do as a part of duty, we won't be frustrated or we won't be depressed in this material world. Why there is the more the economic development, we see more the depression. There is more economic development because they are trying for it, but there is more depression. Why? Because the same point, they are expecting something which is not going to happen. Even after economic development, the quantity of miseries and pain is not going to change. And therefore, depression comes. I did this, I did that, I did post-graduation, I did PhD. Actually, I see this. Previously, a simple job, a 10th class pass person would get the job. But then everyone started doing 12th. Then everyone started doing graduate. So because now there are so many graduates, the same job has to be done by a graduate person. Who previously people only after passing 10th could get. Now same job when previously a graduate would get, now there are so many PhDs. So instead of doing PhD, you see the same jobs are available. But that's the material situation, because if you don't do PhD, you will be on a 10th standard job. So we might have to do PhD and then again come down for the same job. So therefore, the point is our quantity of happiness and distress is fixed. As a part of our endeavor, I see this in the present day world. A simple, actually, and they give some big names. I know one person who is actually doing a job of a PA, a personal assistant or secretary. But he's engineer. And he's giving assistant executive manager. But I ask, what exactly you do? He's just doing some, making some records. He's getting good pay. But he's just doing some records. Actually, for that, an engineer is not required. Ordinary 10th class, 12th class person can do, because so much competition. Everyone is doing engineering. Everyone is doing MSc. So there are so many that for the same simple job, so highly qualified people are taken. And then there is frustration. Why I become so big? In spite of getting good payment, the frustration is there. This person which I am talking is having very good payment, very decent payment, even in Bombay terms. And he has good position. But the job which he is doing is like a secretary. And so there is frustration. There is depression. Therefore, this material world is like that. We have to, and therefore it is said, chant and be happy. Only happiness can come, as Srila Prabhupada said, by Krishna consciousness. These both are equivalent terms. I mean, not equivalent, sorry, but they go together. If we are Krishna conscious, then we are happy. And if we are happy, that means we are Krishna conscious. We might be Krishna conscious and unhappy, then there is something over there. We have to improve our Krishna consciousness. Even if we are mixed Krishna consciousness, then mixed reaction will come. We will be sometimes happy and sometimes unhappy. Yeah, like we do. He said, if we perform mixed actions, some good karma and some bad karma, the good results will come and the bad results will come. Similarly, if you are mixed Krishna conscious, then mixed results will come. Sometimes we'll be happy because of Krishna conscious. And when we forget Krishna, then immediately nikateras maya tara jhapati adhare. Then immediately the effects of maya will come in. Therefore, in this material world, Prahlad Maharaj is telling us, actually we have seen in the past so many years, there's been so much social service and so much effort has been done to improve the miserable condition of this world. They have been trying to remove disease, poverty, hunger, thefts, insanity, madness. But in spite of, and the world has developed economically. It's a reality. The world has developed economically, not only India, all the world. But still, these problems have not changed even an inch. The diseases are there, insanity is there, frustration and suicide is there. All these things are there. Therefore, we can easily conclude by observing this world that economic development is not going to change the quota of happiness and miseries. It will change one way, yes. Sorry, I am a little wrong. As Prahlad Maharaj says, the moment we start to attempt economic development, it will increase the miseries. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that. Sorry, it will not change at least the happiness side, but it will increase the misery side. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, as this whole verse goes, the moment we start the attempt to increase the happiness by economic development, the happiness is not going to change, but we are paving the way for increased miseries. But anyway, the previous miseries is not going to change. What we have done, they are going to come. And therefore, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was asked, he said, there is only one scarcity in this world. That is the scarcity of Krishna consciousness. And that is very logical. Sometimes people in this world, they want to increase, they want to say, we just want to become good people and help people in removing their miseries. And therefore, they also open up big activities of social service, of removing some hunger, disease, medicine, and all these things. In fact, they are like atheistic, ethical philosophies. They are Gnostic. They don't accept the Supreme Lord. They keep him in background, or they just don't want to discuss about him. But they are ethical. Speak truth, ahimsa. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, such activities, such faith, these are mundane activities. Because they are atheistic. But they are ethical, moral activities. Such faith actually decreases our faith in Krishna consciousness. Such faith in godless mundane activities decreases our faith in Krishna consciousness. And such people sometimes restrict their senses. And to restrict our sense gratification, to make huge arrangements and to facilitate mass sense gratification is also suicidal. What social service means? A person restricts his sense gratification, but he is trying to make huge arrangements for mass sense gratification of the whole people. That's social service. That is also suicidal, because that is stealing away our propensity to serve Krishna. He exactly says, Srila Prabhupada, so-called huge arrangements to facilitate mass sense gratification are both godless attempts to regulate human society in an artificial way that hides the eternal relationship of every living being with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the natural leader of the society. So actually, this is the misery. In this world, there is only one misery. Prabhupada says in another place, that misery is forgetting Krishna. Actually, if we see all the pure devotees, they pray that. Prahlad also prays that. He says, I don't care for what happens with my kingdom or whatever it is. I only one fear, O Lord. And that is, I may not forget you. Or like there is one abhanga in Marathi, Tuja visarana vahava. I may not forget you, O Supreme Lord. Forgetfulness of Krishna, that is the only misery in this world. Otherwise, they are all external, temporary, very flickering situations. They are very flickering situations. And therefore, he says, Prabhupada, when so-called moral philosophers spoil the opportunity of human life, the opportunity to revive one's eternal relationship with Krishna, in the name of ethics, such foolish persons are committing greatest violence against the human society. Because they are increasing the faith in godless mundane activity. And therefore, violence means atmaha. They are killing the soul's tendency to take up Krishna consciousness. And in this way, they are putting or making all the souls perpetually go on in the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, if you understand this social service, and Prabhupada mentions, which hides the eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, is actually greatest violence. Social service, devotees sometimes, Prabhupada also, we encourage, and he also mentions something. So social service, which uncovers The relationship with Krishna is a different thing. But we see there are so many social services happening in the world. And very, very systematically try to hide Krishna. As Prabhupada is saying, once he went to Gita Sammelan. And the speaker of Gita is Lord Shri Krishna. So what is this Gita Sammelan? There is not even a single small photo of Krishna. Or is there a light? This is the attitude. To hide. Even though they are discussing Gita, they are trying to avoid Lord Shri Krishna. Or as Prabhupada pointed out, they want Ram Rajya without Lord Ram. Now this is not possible. Similarly, this good devotees, if we see devotees, they naturally engage in this activities of helping even other people's misery. Narad Muni's heart moved when he saw the animals half dead and he saw Mrugari engaging in that activity. And he tried that to stop by stopping Mrugari. But he did not try in such a way which hides the eternal relationship of the soul with Krishna. So sometimes some people may have doubt, what about devotees doing? Same thing. If most of the devotees, they also do sometimes, as it is said, even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said. Sometimes that Radhanath Maharaj says again and again, of giving some prasad to the beggars. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has once, he saw some devotees with him going to some place of pilgrimage in Vrindavan or Mayapur, I don't know, somewhere. And he saw some beggars begging. And the devotees were not giving in charity. He immediately pointed out that this will make our hearts hard-hearted. So not that, but the devotees act in such a way in which the relationship of Krishna is increased. If there is only social service, in fact, some social services are performed purposefully to hide Krishna. And they are greatest violence against the society. On the other hand, we see, serving Krishna, we cannot offer atheistic, ethical services to Krishna. Neither can we offer sinful activities to Krishna. Just like, even though we may be in this government of India, free citizen, and government of India has given us choice to accept any profession. You can become doctor, engineer, dentist, carpenter, whatever it is. Government of India, it doesn't restrict you have to become this, you have to become that. But still, it will restrict you if you say, I want to choose a profession of a thief. I want to choose a profession of a murderer. I want to choose a profession of some black marketing. And then the government of India will restrict you. So even though it has given us the freedom to choose our profession, it has not given us absolute freedom. Similarly, Lord Krishna, we cannot offer. He has given us, we can do any varna and any ashram activities. But still, we can't do the sinful activities which are emblemed by illicit sex, intoxication. We say, we'll offer this to Krishna. Sometimes people say, we'll offer meat to Krishna. You know, even this example. So, the only thing that can be offered to Krishna is devotional service. Satatam kirtayantascha mam, yatayantascha duravrata, namasyantascha man bhakta, nitya ukta upasate. Just 1 minute. And about this devotional service, there is one point very nicely explained over here. Sometimes I just got a letter asking this question, that it is said that after performing devotional service, we get the mercy of Krishna very quickly. Suddenly Radha Gopinath Prabhu has pointed out what does very quickly means. He has spoken in many times, he also spoke in his Bhagavatam class a few days back. He said, this very quickly means it is before we deserve and later than we expect. It will come before then what we are qualified for. Sooner, actually it's very soon. Even if we get Krishna's mercy in one lifetime, that is very soon. Compared to the lifetimes which we have spent in this world. But sometimes one question is asked to me, Prabhuji, when will we be able to see Krishna? It is said that the pure devotees always see me. By performing devotional service, they always see me. When will this happen to the devotees? Does this devotee see Krishna always? Are there any advanced devotees which see Krishna always? And here, in 11th canto, purport, Srila Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur, he very nicely points out, in 2nd chapter, 11th canto, text 45, That verse goes in his commentary. Krishnadvaita Thakur says that verse, it is mentioned, Atra Pashyet. The Lord is telling, the devotee is telling, please see here the Supreme Lord. And it is their discussion is happening between pure devotees. So, Pashyet means, sorry, he will see. Not he is seeing, he will see. And therefore, in this verse, the word Pashyet, or one must see, does not mean that at every moment one is visualizing the form of Krishna. They are discussing about pure devotee. Sometimes it is asked, are these pure devotees is constantly seeing? What does this constantly seeing mean? Srila Prabhupada says, rather it means that one has reached the exalted platform of devotional service on which he is fit to see or is capable to see Krishna. If only those who constantly see the form of Krishna are to be considered Uttam Adhikari, then Narad, Vyas and Sukhdev cannot be considered topmost devotee, since they do not see Krishna always everywhere. Of course, Narad, Vyas are on the highest standard of pure devotional service. And therefore, what is that they have if they are not seeing Krishna always? They have always an overwhelming desire to see the Lord. So Prabhupada says, the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, we're saying that should be also understood in this way. He says, just like a lusty man thinks that this world is full of beautiful women, or a greedy man thinks this world is full of place to get more and more money. Similarly, one should be transcendentally so desirous to see Krishna, that one can see this whole universe is non-different from Krishna. So therefore, sometimes these people, they think that Krishna consciousness or perfection in Krishna consciousness has to have some mystic experience. It may come in, but it is not the criteria. Some people did some magic. It's very simple. If one is very overwhelmingly desires to see Krishna, then he is pure devotee. He may not be able to see right now. And even if one becomes pure devotee, as mentioned here, Narad, Vyas, Sukhdev, he may not be still seeing him everywhere. All is just like, they are not seeing Paramatma present everywhere in every atom. And they're not, in the sense, they can, but they are not visualizing everything. Otherwise, they will see only Paramatma everywhere. They are seeing the persons. But that means they are fit or capable to see Krishna. So, I just mentioned this point to get us encouragement to continue our Krishna consciousness and try to get away from this entanglement which is mentioned in this verse of attempting to increase the economical development in this life, because one has to be convinced that our quota of happiness and miseries cannot change. Today is also auspicious day of Sanatan Goswami's appearance day. Appearance or disappearance? Disappearance day. Sri Radha Gopinath's appearance day. And also Guru Purnima. It is a traditional day of worshipping Srila Vyasdev, who is none other than the incarnation. Actually, because of shortage of time, may His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu will discuss all these topics in the evening. And many other senior devotees will also speak today evening in the festival. But maybe we can today request the Lord on this holy day that we can get out, because although we hear this many times, in our day-to-day life it's difficult to put into practice. To just accept that our quota of happiness and miseries is fixed. No matter what we do, it's going to remain same. It's a little difficult. And unless we are fixed in this, it may be difficult to go ahead in Krishna consciousness unrestrictedly. When we go to Krishna consciousness, and our mind will come back. Let me increase happiness and decrease distress. But only when we are convinced that anyway that is not going to change, let me just attempt to go ahead in Krishna consciousness, then only our Krishna consciousness will go ahead unhindered. So we can request Radha Gopinath ji and Gaurantai and Gopalnath ji along with Lalita and Vishakha ji that they can grace us this understanding by which we can go ahead in Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of Mahajans like Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna. And it's very late, so I'll end. Thank you for coming. श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की।